Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. Now, here's your host, Jay Garvin.
This segment is brought to you by Empire Title, Bill McAfee, your best of the best Colorado Springs gold winner. Well, good morning, radio and podcast listeners. I am Jay, your friend, right here in the KRDO studios or on your podcast platform of your choice, whether it's Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, or anything in between. You can get a hold of me directly at 719-330-1457. We have an absolutely packed agenda for today, conversations, you and I, continued content on how you can better live your life financially through mortgages, real estate, retirement, and budgeting, all right here on the Jay Garvin Show. I got a lot to cover today. First and foremost, I want you to know that you can call me directly at 719-330-1457 for any of your mortgage needs. I'm standing at this microphone as a licensed loan originator. I've held that since 2009, since the requirement appeared. Prior to that, we were unlicensed. It was like the wild, wild west, and boy, did Dodd-Frank regulation in the mortgage industry came that way. Today, I'm having a conversation that I have combined two subjects in one conversation, one show that I've never done before, and this will help you with purchase, this will help you with refinance, this will help you with budgets, and any mortgage refinance or purchase related. I would love to earn the opportunity to help you and your friends and family, adult children, as a majority of us here on either end of this speaker. Our homeowners are ready, so it is our responsibility to help share the possibility and the path forward in America's dream of home ownership. And with that, the title of today's conversation and show is Optimize Your Health, Wellness, and Real Estate. So this is a huge combination of many things that I've taught and had a discussion with you in the past about understanding different forms of income, understanding different forms of wealth, understanding real estate, the difference between a primary investment property, second home, traditional long-term rental, midterm rental, the ever-popular Airbnb, short-term rental, primary house, accessory dwelling unit. All of that is what we talk about endlessly together on this radio show. Over 10 years ago, I added health and wellness to this radio show. I did so exclusively with Kelsey Dunham with Springs Body Sculpting. I got mostly praise, but I got some pushback. Jay, gosh darn it, I don't want you to have a girl on the show.
Oh, no, he didn't.
I'm kidding. I did get that pushback, but she represents Springs Body Sculpting, which is health and wellness. And I think all of us would agree that if we had to choose our job or career, the way we earn money, up against, on the scale, our health and our personal wellness, I think that scale would be tipped extremely heavy towards our personal health and wellness. I always have big takeaways for the show, and I can't put this one down on paper. But basically, if I was given the opportunity to have the health and wellness for myself, my wife, my immediate family, and everybody I love, but had no job and no source of money to go discover and grind and climb to get that part of the scale even again, I would choose that every time over having a pile of money and having no focus or no blessing in the most important health and relationships portion of my life. So that's my goal here today, to just talk about how real estate can help you, how your success can be helped. If you're a business owner or a contractor out there, how your business can be helped. If you are a manager or a teacher or a truck driver or an electrician out there, how your profession can be helped and multiplied basically off of your personal wellness and your health. It's the prayer I say every single morning that I wake up from bed. Lord Jesus, thank you so much for the health in my life and those around me. Put a hedge of protection. I pray over you, the radio listeners, all the time, because for me, as we saw Jesus do miraculous things in healing people's health from blindness to paralytics to diseases like leprosy and so on and so forth, you never ever saw him go up to a poor man or a poor woman and give him the miracle of bags of gold. It was always our health, our psyche, and I want to keep focused that money isn't always the most important thing. And Becca, one of my assistants 15 years ago, came up to me in the lobby and said, Jay, I'm tired of you always telling me about money's not the most important thing, because that's easy for you to say, because you have it. So, I keep that in balance as well. Many of you know personally that I have sat down with you with your budgets, with the 7 baby steps, the explanation of everything from A to Z on how to get your financial life in order. But I want to take some time today to talk about how we can focus on our wellness. And here's the dichotomy that we deal with. First of all, you have traditional medicine that has been around since the beginning of time. And sadly, it's 100% reactive. You see a doctor with a problem, he might make a diagnosis, take a simple lab, and then prescribe you. Sadly enough, mostly today, a pill or a prescription, but possibly sometimes a surgery, or possibly a physical therapy or a fitness track to help you climb your way out of your problem. And we need traditional medicine. If you've got a growth in an organ that needs to take it out, put me first in line to be in the hospital to take it out. If we get in an automobile accident, thank God we've got the best physicians in the world and the healthcare infrastructure around us. But there's also a look at functional medicine. And functional medicine is where you have more preventive, your eating habits, possibly your supplement habits, your sleeping habits, your shopping and your food making habits. And then, of course, something more than that, you can get into your, you know, medical lab testing where you're talking more about gut health and your lipids and your blood count and all of that. So that's what we're going to talk about today, how you can get in front of your health, therefore giving you more energy to pursue your job or your pursuits, or in the opposite effect, get yourself financially secure so you can invest more in your food, in your diet, in your fitness, and in your wellness. That's what we're going to talk about today. And of course, at the end of the Jay Garvin Show, it's always about the real estate and the financing, or the lack thereof, with Ramsey Solutions as a partner. We are a debt-free lender, and I want you to call me during the break to start your next purchase or refinance loan. 719-330-1457. You and I can sit down and have a conversation, or, like many of you have done lately, a conversation with your adult son. Ashley, I appreciate your referral this week, or your daughter, cousin, or friend, right here on the Jay Garvin Show. Wild, wild west. Whoa. Now, wild west.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your Home and Mortgage Jedi, Jay Garvin.
This segment brought to you by Texas Roadhouse, legendary food, legendary service, located on 8th Street next to Walmart.
Hey, where's the meat?
Well, today we're talking about optimizing your health and wellness in real estate. And I want to give you a personal example. I didn't have the mindset to focus on my health when I was bulletproof and young. But when I went into the military and became a pilot, they assigned me a flight surgeon. I thought they cared so much about me, but basically what it was is keeping their flying pilot asset as functional as possible. So we would have annual physicals. We would have to have requirements with sight and weight and nutrition. I had to have my cholesterol monitored. I had to have my headaches or migraines monitored. And I got into the habit over 15 years of sitting down with a medical surgeon every year and reviewing my profile. I gave that up when I got out of the military, but 10 years later, when I was married with children, my wife came to me and said, hey, as we're having a child, I hope that you'll do two things for me. Number one, I want you to stop flying now because those helicopters fall out of the sky and I don't want to lose you. And number two, I want you to get a physical from the time your son is born every year for the rest of your life. And that's what I've done. I just had the 23rd annual physical with my doctor, Mark, who just retired. But I was very proud that because of my history of cardiovascular disease, strokes, diabetes, obesity from Wisconsin with the cheeseheads and everything, I've worked hard to be proactive with lab tests and panels, and I didn't know how much that crosses over from traditional medicine to functional medicine. And I mentioned in the first segment how traditional medicine is great, but it's 100% reactive. You get in a car accident, you get that individual to the trauma center as soon as possible, stop the bleeding, sew them up, take the growth off of the organ, diagnose a problem, and fix it. Usually with a prescription, a surgery, or sometimes a path through physical therapy or fitness. But with functional medicine, proactive medicine, now you can supplement, you can take proactive lab tests and look at things like your cholesterol with your LDL and HDL. I have always looked at that because the LDL is a loser. That's the bad cholesterol, and HDL is the good cholesterol. And my LDL has always been high. If it's above 100, you're a loser, and I'm a loser. But then also the HDL always has to be around 60, but I'm also 10 points higher in the good category as well. And then you look at glucose, and boy, God, in America, with all the candy and the processed food we have, you know, your MGDL needs to be like 65 to 99, and mine has always been from like 100 to 110. But if you look at the A1C, which is kind of a three-month running average of your glucose, the average is like 5.6, and I'm 5.7. So my doctor said, Jay, you don't fast very accurately, but across the board, you're doing pretty well. But these are things that I've actually checked. Like my father had an atrial heart disease, and his oxygen percent within his blood was like 18% when a healthy individual needs to be 90% or more. Well, I'm like 97. I've got some extra energy and kind of oxygenated steroids in there. Or PSA, this is interesting, for like your liver and your kidney, you need to be at 4 or below. I'm like at 0.4. So that has come specifically for me through functional medicine, through being married to someone that we are an ingredient household where we don't eat processed food. I think the largest factor, other than having the favor of God and Jesus in my life, the biggest reason why I've not been sick in 30 years, I haven't even been on an antibiotic since 2007, is because of supplementation. For 25 years, I have spent about $50 to $75 a month taking a multivitamin. I have to take my Lipitor, but then I also take an Omega. And there's other nutrients I've taken in the past, like green tea extract, trying to get my cholesterol under control, but have been proactive. Getting your car serviced before it poops out on the side of the road, as an analogy. And there's other things. Now I didn't even know if there was a heart scan or a cardiac scoring, but I did that because I have a cardiovascular past. It's kind of like being the general contractor of building a house, and you are in charge of your house. You have subcontractors like electricians, like I have a very good friend of mine, Don Bost, that is my physical therapist. I go to him. I have Mark Fraley, who retired, that I go to Dr. Fraley to get checked up. I'll go to a surgeon to get my knee or my back checked out. I'll go to a Colorado Springs Imaging, of which John is a client and a retired friend of mine. And they're all my subcontractors for my specific health. And just like you would approach building a house and using all of your subcontractors to get a beautiful final product, or the alternative of messing it all up and getting a house that falls over, is for you to get a functional, proactive medical approach to your health and wellness. And where does real estate come into this? Real estate comes into this, folks, by the things that I've been teaching you for years. You can actually use real estate as a tool for long-term freedom and long-term health. See, I always had a J-O-B, which I'm going to go over you income styles in a second. But I always had a side hustle, what they call, quote unquote, a gig economy role. You see people doing Uber Eats delivery. You see people doing Lyft. You see individuals playing the guitar in an airport of Nashville, where I just came from, getting extra income on the side. And that's what real estate was for me. I had to look at the 8 forms of income in the world, not 30, not 400, 8 forms of income in the world. And number 1 and number 2 is where 95% of Americans live. And that's in earned income, a J-O-B, where all of us, you and I both, have exchanged hours for dollars earned to put money in the bank. It doesn't matter whether you are a doctor or a ditch digger. You have to go to the clinic, you have to go to the ditch, do some digging, and then you'll get paid. The second one is capital gains. Get a 401k, get an IRA, put 5 to 15 to 20% of your gross income in it every month, and it'll eventually grow your pile of money big enough that you can take a shovel off every month from this pile of money that you've got and use it in your later years in life. But after that, you've got business income. You've got capital gains income. I'm sorry, you've got business income, interest income, and dividend income, which are all ways to start earning money on top of your savings and your earning. Then you have the all elusive royalty income. And then the one that I want to talk about today is rental property or residual income. And then there's direct income as well, like military retirements, IRS, Social Security, stuff that just comes directly to you for something you've paid into before. But dividends have residual, royalty have residual, but those are evasive. Capital gains does not, earned income does not, interest income does. It just comes in much smaller portions in our bank account when we earn 2.5% on our savings account, 4.5% in our money market account. But business income was a huge one, built more wealth in this country than all of the other forms combined. So now you can work hard on earning money through business income, earned income, even rental income like I do, and then take that extra money and spend it on items that focus on your wellness. But you also can put wellness and healthiness into your budget early on. You see it a lot. People that walk, people that sleep well, people that work out, individuals that shop and consume well. All of your shopping habits, all of your eating habits, all of your work habits add into your health and your wellness. And with real estate, as I've taught, is one of the best wealth-building tools to provide you a stress-free lifestyle. There's a huge difference between living in a rental that someone else is in charge of the doors and the windows at the place that you live and owning a home. So it's as simple as just helping your adult child buy a first home, and that has to be an active goal for you, because right now, the youngest generations of the millennials and the Gen Zs that are 45 years or younger are understandably discouraged about the real estate market. Interest rates are higher, although they've come down from 8% and 7%, and they're back down to 6% and 5%, and the prices that have not come down. There's some areas in Florida, some areas in the Midwest and on the coastal areas that prices have come down. Not here in El Paso County. You can find some deals right now. There's no doubt. It's winter and there's deals, and there's a little bit of residual inflation and there's deals. You have to take advantage of that, because once you earn a little extra money, you can then eliminate your debt through Ramsey Solutions' 7 baby steps of build an emergency reserve, eliminate all your debt, build a monthly reserve, then go ahead and put aside money for your retirement, then put aside money for school, then you can go ahead and pay your house off early, and then finally you can build wealth and give away. But it's when you get into residual income that you really have peace of mind, and you can stop thinking as much on paying your bills and spend more time on your wellness and your health. And we today want to focus on that, to plan out your lifestyle, to get optimization all around, focusing on your face, finding something in the world, in this universe, in your life that's larger than you and submitting to it. Your family, which is arguably the most important thing in everybody's life, at least if you're over 50 years old and you have sewn into that. And then, of course, your health and your passions and then your possessions. So I'm going to be back after the break. I want you to call me at 719-330-1457 if this message of optimize your health and wellness really resonates with you. And we'll continue the conversation right after this break. Call me at 719-330-1457 so I can help you start the path to your optimization through your next purchase or refinance transaction right here on The Jay Garvin Show. 719-330-1457.
Broken sky, traced out by the city lights. My world's a mile high. Best seat in the house tonight.
The Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk. Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11. Here on KRDO News Radio. We're back. Now here's Jay Garvin's.
Housekeeping?
Give me your eyes for just 1 second. Give me your eyes so I can see. Everything that I keep missing. Give me your love for humanity. Give me your arms for the brokenhearted. The ones that are far beyond my reach. Give me your heart for the ones forgotten. Give me your eyes so I can.
Housekeeping.
Well, we're back. Thanks for sticking with me today. I am halfway through the conversation of optimizing your health, wellness, and real estate. And we've talked about functional medicine versus traditional medicine. But what do you do with functional medicine? Functional medicine, you can get lab tests where you do your normal cholesterol, blood oxygenation, A1C levels, but you also can get a test looking at your hormones, looking at your inflationary markers, and even getting into the lipid profiles with your cardiac and heart health stuff, you know, particle count. But then more than that, you need to start with just a simple regimen. Get it? This is super complex. Diet and sleep. Most people want to go right to the gym, but if you just start with your diet and your sleep, our body through stem cells knows how to heal itself. And now there's no excuse. I just talked to my radio producer before the show that got over a $5,000 tax refund, folks. And if you take that times 150 million tax filers, there is going to be an insurgence of over $900 billion of what we call trickle-down economics. So there's no excuse to call people like Kelsey. Kelsey, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
You know, I was telling my radios at the beginning that 10 years ago now, I made a choice to make this show not only about real estate, but wellness. Because if I had a choice with a two-sided scale to pile everything on my health and wellness and family over money, job, career, and progression, the scale would be heavy and weighed down by the important things in life. And
yeah.
I've also had people that have told me, well, Jay, you say money isn't important because you have it. Well,
yeah.
There's truth to that as well, but you have to balance the two. And now when you see a larger tax return come back on April 15th or before, that's when you take the time to go to the best wellness spa in this entire city, and that's Springs Body Sculpting, because you guys go at your clinic well beyond just Botox, beyond just facial treatments.
Mm-hmm.
You get into functional medicine.
Mm-hmm. And we're able to stack a lot of things together that will work synergistically with one another to get an even more enhanced or better result.
Explain that, because it's like blocks on the floor. You stack them and you build a tower of wellness.
Correct. Exactly. Because we started out with not much. You know, we had to grow and build into what we are now. But now we have every tool in the shed possible to treat anything somebody has a concern about, whether that be aesthetic or wellness, anti-aging, and not just on the outside, from the inside out. We are getting really heavy into peptide therapy for a lot of things, inflammation.
And what is peptide therapy?
So it's basically, you can
do natural injections,
right? You can take them orally, but really the injection are the best way to go. They do not hurt, coming from somebody who's terrified of needles. But
I love that.
But things like NAD Plus, or not just medical weight loss, you know, we started out with just that, but now there's so many things out there that these compound pharmacies, you know, follow the medicinal world too, you know, that where we can be more proactive with our health to work with the inflammation, work with our brain fog, exhaustion, but not necessarily having to do it in a superficial way with extra caffeine and monster drinks, you know, actually wellness, taking care of yourself from the inside out. When you're
working
taking care
with hormone supplements,
yes,
rather than pharmaceutical and added additives like
and
caffeine and
exactly.
All that.
And like you just said, where the hormones, right? We do hormone optimization therapy. I do not call it hormone replacement because we are optimizing according to what is ideal, not necessarily what is expected.
In the functional medical test that you take showing what hormones need to be optimized. Marlo's done that.
It is. It's based on your own blood work. So we set in your blood work for a specific panel, and then the pelleting that we do is based upon your own blood work and how much you need to be optimized. And it's not going to be the same as everyone else. So we're not just throwing something at a wall to see what sticks. We're actually working with your personal blood panel. And then we also will give some suggestions on what would go hand in hand with what you're doing there. I have some people just come for hormone optimization therapy. I have people coming in for that, plus medical weight loss, plus peptide therapy. And then I have people coming in for all the shebang. We also have intimate wellness. And it just depends on what you're looking to achieve. It just depends on what you're looking to achieve, you know?
Let me talk about intimate just for 15 seconds here. If you walk into your garage and you see a puddle of oil up underneath your auto, you're going to get it fixed. So the bottom line is, if you're a human and you're leaking from those areas, you need to go and get it fixed. And
I love that analogy.
Can help you. And, you know, you and I talked about my age spots. Mm-hmm. I don't want to start with my age spots with you. I want to start with that functional panel test.
Yeah, that's easy.
Because Marlo's already deep into that with balancing the hormones that you already have. And
yeah.
Dealt with that since a young age because her thyroid, the Lord didn't make that regulated. So she's had to take a thyroid medicine every day, just like I've had to take a Lipitor.
Yeah.
And I've worked hard not to use it. And my doctor said, Jay, the miracle is the Lipitor.
Yeah.
So live with it. So for you, you've been doing the functional hormone panel testing for how long?
A couple of years now, actually. You know, again, with
she
everything.
She is on this show,
it.
And I'm just learning that.
Yeah.
You guys, it is hard to get that anywhere in Colorado Springs.
Yeah, well, and especially with the way we do it, because, you know, we're not corporate, we are locally owned. So we do have a lot more control over certain things.
Absolutely.
And we can customize things a lot easier because we don't have to go through some one-size-fits-all approach. And we're able to include, like I said, we can include other things that might be making you, like you might need help to feel better. It might not just be hormones. It might also be, you know, maybe just overall, just you need a rejuvenation.
Yeah, just your therapy. Skin. Mm-hmm. Just a really good facial. Or like you, a really good regimen of supplements.
Yeah. For the supplements we use, we have a couple. Bio-T Nutraceuticals, we do like.
Amazing.
They're really quite good. And then we also use a compound pharmacy for other stuff. And I've just found myself utilizing more and more stuff from the compound pharmacy. Not all are created equal. This one's
in
Arizona. Yeah, this one's fantastic. You know, it can take a little bit of shopping around to find the right thing, but it's nice because they do have physicians on board.
Yeah,
to really help me out.
And some that are organic.
Yes, exactly. And it just helps me out quite a bit so that I have a question for anything for a particular patient, I can get that answer right away and get that patient started on some kind of therapy right away to where they're feeling good sooner rather than later.
Well, and you're taking care of the inception of an issue because, like with my vanity play on the sunspots on my hands, if you're now starting to look and see the change of the complexion of your skin and you get the occasional sunspot off at your spa, which I can do, then I'm going to be more apt to see one that might have danger in that.
Yeah.
And now you're already being proactive with like melanoma.
Uh-huh. Absolutely. And you're learning with spots at all. Like a lot of times it starts on the hands because we're driving our cars. A lot of times you're going to see the sun. We don't always put sunblock on our hands. Now
no,
there's a lot
don't.
Of hand creams out there. You can put some sunblock on there. You can be, you know, it doesn't have to be super expensive, but just those little things to prevent things like melanoma. And you'll notice with your age, but you're just going to pay attention to a lot of things more when you do stuff like that. You'll notice things maybe that you wouldn't have noticed before. And thank goodness, really not too late, you know?
Yes. I mean, and that's magnificent. And you do need, this is what we do with our walking. There is a health benefit to walking, but also when you're walking with someone who you know, like, and trust, now you're getting a social and a psychological aspect to that. And
oh, yeah.
If someone wants their skin to look nice and give them age and beauty and youth, that's fantastic because there's a social and a psychological part of that.
Oh, 100%. And our patients, when they come in, they're like family to us, you know, and we have a personal vested interest and care quite on a personal level how their results turn out. Because we also understand they're investing their time, their money, and their hope with us and for really quite vulnerable topics.
Absolutely.
And they trust us completely, emotionally, physically, you know, and so we take that very seriously. That's our mission. Like, that is our obligation on our end to perform and yield an end result that is satisfactory, you know?
Yeah, that is just fantastic because I get that same end with mortgage when you sit down with someone privately to go over their finances and you see faults.
Yeah.
People get very vulnerable, but mm-hmm. that's very, very important to bring them through that with sense of accomplishment rather than shame.
100%. On that note, I do tell people this has to come from a place of self-love. Nothing makes me more sad when somebody comes in just picking themselves apart. And then I just basically tell them, like, you are not alone. We all have our things. I do too.
Everybody.
And so, and this is a place where you're allowed to be vulnerable and you do not need to feel embarrassed because we all have the same stuff.
Yeah.
So no embarrassment is necessary. We're here to, yeah, come from a place of empowerment, self-love, and build your self-confidence and empower you.
Yeah, and that's just amazing because we don't even have time to talk about it here today. Once you get your financial health in order and then you start to get your functional health in order, then you start to have a reduction in stress.
100%.
An increase in self-image as opposed to self-deprecating behavior. And those are the big ones. It's
yeah, and they go hand in hand. When you feel good, you do good. And you do well. Like, you're more motivated with what you do in life to make more money. And you're clear-headed to make better choices. And you
and I have a lot of radio listeners like Karen that have worked years to get out of unhealthy environments. It's
mm-hmm.
more than just the food. It's
yeah.
the people that you have in your association around you.
Absolutely.
100%. And let me have your number again, Kelsey.
Springs Body Sculpting. Call or text 719-259-0024.
That's why I love having you as a partner. You always bring optimism to the world, and you bring optimism to this radio, and
you
bring optimism to this podcast. We love you and Matt, and we look forward to having you on again.
Me too, Jay. Thank you so much. It's been a pleasure.
We'll be right back. I'm going to sum up and finalize the conversation on optimizing your health, wellness, and real estate right after these important messages.
You got to do right. Come on. If you make sure you're connected, the writing's on the wall. But if your mind's neglected, stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall. Stumble, you might fall.
Jay Garvin Show, Home and Mortgage Talk, Saturdays at 8 a.m., Sundays at 11, here on KRDO News Radio. We're back with your home and mortgage best friend, Jay Garvin.
We want to pump you up.
Well, thanks for sticking with me. I am Jay. You have tuned into the last segment of my conversation today about optimizing your health, wellness, and real estate. What a blessing to have Kelsey Dunham with Springs Body Sculpting about functional medicine and taking your health and wellness very, very serious. You and I talk about this every week with the 7 baby steps from Ramsey Solutions, the different forms of income and how to evaluate and take advantage of those for your way of living. But how can real estate actually add to your health and wellness? first and foremost, there's that peace of mind, that accomplishment of participating in the American dream of buying your first or your last own home in your primary residence. Right there alone, that's where you can call me at 719-330-1457. I've been blessed to help over 1,500 people enter into their dream home, their starter home, their move-up home, their move-down home, or their retirement home, or their second home, or even their investment property home. I would love to help you with that as a licensed loan originator. It's what I've done for 25 years. Eventually, I'm not going to be here or on the radio. I can guarantee you, after 2030, this show will not be here. It could be next year, it could be 4 years, but eventually we all move on. So I want you to take advantage of calling me at 719-330-1457, even if for a short question or a long conversation. I'm passionate about real estate investing. I'm going to talk more in the future shows about how you can purchase a home directly with a down payment, but no requirement in documenting your income. Very, very easy, not simple, but you can do it. And I tell people just buy a primary residence first. And if you have a primary residence, consider turning that into your first real estate investment property. And then once you do that, you can try to do that once again. And before you know it, you're going to have three little houses. And this multiplies instead of adds to your world. If you have three houses and you get to a point where there are no mortgages, you make them as small as possible, $2,000 a month in rent, which is doable all day long in this community. Times that by three, that's $6,000 a month gross income for doing your hobby or shoe shopping, $72,000 a year, 6 times 12, or from the age that you are 70 to 80 or 60 to 70, that's an extra $720,000 of residual income on top of any of your direct income that comes through retirements and social securities, any of your capital gains income with your investments, and this will help you optimize your health and wellness. You can optimize your health and wellness by taking a supplement. You can optimize your health and wellness just by having time and resources to spend with your own children and grandchildren. Your children don't necessarily need to ask you what to do. They're watching you every single day. And if you can take real estate, and this is just for me, if you have a passion for investing, possibly that's dividend or capital gains income. Maybe you have a passion of artistry and you're able to get a royalty off of a music tune or a podcast that you can record. Maybe you have talent in business and you can build business income. Mine is just that rental and residual income that then helps me offset the rest of my life focusing on health and wellness. And it is much easier because I just want to be a kid. I'm just a big kid, and I'll do anything in business and in work and in commitment to have fun. And that's what you've done here on the radio. The biggest thing that I want to share with you today in the last 2 minutes with the biggest takeaway is money is so important to us here in America until it isn't. Until it isn't the most important thing in our life anymore. And I want that to be positive. I don't want you to be alarmed with a health scare if you don't have a financial reserve. I don't want you to be so hell-bent on building your career and having 9 jobs that you can't love and spend time with your family and your closest friends around you. And if you're able to find a balance to where you have a blessed income source, take a portion of that and set it aside. Almost think of the baby steps, but just for your personal health and wellness. And as I say at the end of every show, go grow and prosper. Tell someone close to you that you love them, because that's what matters in the end. Call me at 719-330-1457. Tell everybody I am your mortgage guy, licensed in Colorado, local branch, Churchill Mortgage, exclusive lender of Dave Ramsey. Set an appointment now. 719-330-1457. 719-330-1457. Have a great week.
It's been a long day without you, my friend. And I tell you what, I'm sorry when I see you again. We've come a long way from where we began. Oh, when I see you again.
Radio News Radio does not confirm or deny the validity or accuracy of the information contained in this program. And the views expressed do not necessarily represent the views or opinions of the staff or management of KRDO News Radio.
Carry on. Give me all the strength I need to carry on.